Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, we are commercial free on the Brett Megas Show for the next hour, and we're going to make it, I think, a lot more fun for you to win $5,000. How we're doing 60 minutes of commercial free music today is with the secret word game, and you can play along in the car and see if you can figure out what the secret words are. And then if you listen in the Odyssey app for 60 minutes while we're commercial free, you instantly just qualified for $5,000 a day thanks to Y98. So what the secret word game is going to be is I'm going to hand everyone a secret word for the next 60 minutes. They have to use that word on the show, on air. So you have to hear it and see if you can guess what their secret word is. Now, every single person will have a secret word. It's usually a silly word or a different word that you probably wouldn't throw into your regular vocabulary. But if you call somebody out, like Hannah's like, oh, I think AB just used her secret word, and you are discovered, you are caught as a spy, you are... then out, because you didn't use your secret word secretly. Everyone exposed you. But if Hannah calls out AB and that was not her secret word, then Hannah is out. So be cautious if you guys throw people, call people out, okay?
Careful waving those papers around.
All right. Yeah. All right, so you can see them?
Yeah.
All right. Kevin, your secret word?
All right.
I want you to open it up on the air and just take a reaction. What do you think of your secret word? Okay.
Oh,
good
boy.
Reaction, AB.
Is it sexual?
No.
Your secret word? Tell me, what do you think of it?
You kidding me? My secret word is fiddlesticks.
Oh, Alex, your secret
what
word?
What if she just came right out the gate with
what
it?
What if she did? And then no one would have
that
thought
would
it.
Be crazy. Yeah.
That would be a good move.
Right. Why would she be thinking like of that mine. Word? I don't know. I'm kind of sus over that.
And then Hannah, your secret word.
Oh.
Oh, oh, is your reaction to your secret word? What an interesting reaction from everyone. All right. So now, over the course of the next 60 minutes while you're listening, see if you can discover if someone's using their secret word. You can do whatever you want. You can use weird words to throw people off. Remember, if you are discovered, you are out. If you call somebody out for their secret word and it's not their secret word, you are out. We'll see who is the last one standing of the secret word game while we are commercial free. Hannah, do you want to tell us what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Kev, don't get discombobulated. Kendrick Lamar isn't going anywhere, but
oh, that's good to know.
There is more news about Super Bowl performers. I'll tell you all about them in 3 minutes.
I've given every single member of the Brett Megas Show a secret word to use while we're commercial free for 60 minutes. See if you can figure out if they're using their secret word or not. And at the end, we'll reveal what they were and see who's the last person standing.
Speaking of your tomfoolery.
Ooh. Yes. Look at everyone's
it's
like
beyond no. me.
I'm not calling that.
Okay.
I'm calling it. Kev, did you use your word?
I did not.
Hannah!
Put us out early.
Yeah. What a noob.
Wait a second.
A real nincompoop.
I think AB used her word. I think noob is her word.
Okay, so hold on. Pause. Stop the presses. Hannah. You think Kevin used his word. Kevin, was that your word?
That is not my word.
It is not Kevin's word. Hannah is out. If you call somebody out and they were not using their word, you've been...
I'm gutted.
They're then eliminated from the game. So Hannah is the first person eliminated from the game. AB, you used the word noob. Kevin, you think it was AB? You're calling
out
AB?
AB's word.
AB,
sure?
Is that your word?
Yes, I think it is.
That's my word.
Boom!
So the two people standing are Kevin and Alex.
I'm still going to call people out.
Okay.
Wait, do I have to say my word?
Oh, yeah. So everyone, Hannah,
this is flabbergasting.
Oh, wait 1 second. Hannah, after the Hollywood hashtag, reveal your word, because I think Hannah's word is
mine was so good. I think you should just still try to use it. You can't win, but.
You can't win, but you've got to try to use it. Okay. But after the Hollywood hashtag, find out what Hannah's word is because it's actually hilarious.
Damn it. Mm-hmm.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Yesterday, we got the news that Post Malone is heading to New Orleans as he was announced as the performer for the Super Bowl tailgate. Yeah.
Ooh,
tailgate.
Wow.
So it's going to take place ahead of the game starting at 4 p.m. outside of Caesars Superdome, not even inside, which is super interesting to me that they got him for the Super Bowl tailgate. I personally, like, questioned,
you feel like
isn't
he
bigger than SZA? Like, why is he not at the halftime show? I know that SZA and Kendrick have songs together and they're going to tour together. But still, Post Malone, I feel like, is a damn big artist to be, like, a pre-performer.
No, see, this is the thing about that, is I think Taylor Swift has done this before. She didn't do the Super Bowl, like, halftime show, but didn't, like, did one of those pre-parties. The Super Bowl outside
of it. But Taylor Swift wasn't Taylor Swift then.
Like, no, I'm thinking she did it 2 years ago. I forget. It was, like, a year or two ago, I feel like. But, like, when I went to the Super Bowl and I covered it, it was, like, the Chainsmokers and, like, Pink or something like that. Huge artists do these, like, pre-show Super Bowl performances because everyone in the world is at the Super Bowl, and so you get the halftime show, which everyone watches, but these pre-shows are, like, attended by everybody.
They're a real,
like,
doozy
every
year.
They're, like, a big deal, yeah. Mm-hmm. Real doozy.
Oh, Alex just used his word.
You want to call out Alex?
I'm calling out Alex.
Okay. Alex, is that your word?
Kev, that is not my word. Which I believe makes me the winner.
The winner.
All right. After the Hollywood hashtag, Hannah, you want to wrap it up? Is that all the details?
If you want to see Post Malone and what I personally think is a little show, you can watch it because it's going to be live streamed on YouTube. On Super Bowl, starts at 4 p.m. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
Everyone got crazy today. Okay.
I know.
Okay. If you're wondering what everyone's secret words are, we will reveal everyone's secret words live on the air right after Usher. Yeah. But Kevin just started calling out everybody.
You guys are
I thought you had a theme going on, Brad.
A bunch of whippersnappers in here.
All right, right after
discombobulated Usher. In every which way.
That guy played the Super Bowl last year. Kendrick Lamar playing it this year. Kevin's pumped about it. Commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Things got interesting. So we were going to play the secret word game for 60 minutes while we were commercial free. And remember, if you listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes, you instantly qualify for 5K a day. Made it a little bit more fun for you to try to figure out what our words were. And remember, the secret word game works as I gave every single person a secret word to use on the show. And when they use it, they are good. Mm-hmm. But if you call them out and they are using the word, you eliminate them. Or if you call them out and they did not and they were not using their secret word, then you are eliminated. And Alex is the last one standing. Kevin was just calling people out left and right.
Yeah, Kevin was.
Kevin trusts nobody.
I thought there was a theme. Okay, AB's word was noob.
Yep.
Yeah.
And my word, I haven't used it yet.
All right. I will just say this. Alex is the last one standing, and just so you guys know, this might shock you before everyone reveals what the word is. Alex has used his word.
Ah!
Isn't that surprising?
He was saying all weird stuff.
He was throwing it all over the place. Everybody
else, I mean, strategy.
The guy gets it and has used his word, did not get called out, so Alex would have been good. You guys didn't even catch it.
Bunch of discombobulated whippersnappers here, I swear.
Whippersnapper?
No, it's discombobulated, isn't it?
Alex, tell everyone what your word is the winner.
It was indeed whippersnapper.
No! Whippersnapper!
You used that?
I did. I slid it in there.
He was saying all weird words.
Wow.
He said, you whippersnappers.
Figured I'd use it again just to, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so your theme didn't work.
No. Kevin's theme theory was.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking everybody was kind of like in an 80s thing or like, because noob. I had gnarly.
I want to hear Kevin use the word gnarly.
Right.
I thought Kevin was going to drop it for the Hollywood hashtag. Man, I'm excited. Kendrick Lamar is going to be gnarly. It's going to be a gnarly performance.
I was trying to get, there was no story that would have used that. So.
And then AB had the word noob. Mm-hmm. But Hannah was my favorite word to use because I felt like you guys wouldn't even caught it because, Hannah, tell everyone just what your word was.
Well, you guys wouldn't have gotten it because naturally I'm just Western, so I would say something like this. It was yeehaw. Oh. I love yeehaw. I would have said that seamlessly. Wow. You guys didn't even give me the chance. Damn it.
She's so Western.
I'm Western.
You're always saying yeehaw.
Yeah, she's always saying Western things around the show. Like, when I think of Hannah, I just think yeehaw, girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alex is the winner, you whippersnappers.
You whippersnappers.
That's gnarly.
I love how we thought that was going to last a long time, and you guys lasted literally the next song.
Yeah.
You guys went crazy. Speaking of code words, AB told one of her best friends, how about this? Use a code word in your relationship, like noob. Find out right after Gracie Abrams.